When the government brought forward this proposal, and remember it's 4 years ago now when this was been agreed by government to be brought forward, and it's over 8 years since the SRI were proposing it, we argued that active farmland should never have been involved in this. This was basically the incompetence of government that actually included what is really businesses, active farmers. It captured into this type of legislation. And despite different finance ministers, first it was Pascal Donoghue, then Michael McGrath, and both of them didn't actually change the legislation to deal with this issue. So what they've done now is they've basically kicked the can down the road again. They're going to say that they're going to defer it for another year until they deal with this. But that's exactly what they said last year. And the problem here is that this tax is supposed to be earmarked at a certain cohort of people, and that people are people who are land hoarding. The reason why we have record numbers of people in emergency accommodation homeless is because of policies like this that allow people to sit on land in our cities and outside of our major towns that are fully serviced for housing, and that they're just sitting there watching the price go up and up and up and speculating. So, like, this is just complete incompetence. We've told them over and over again that farmers should be exempt, that it's simple to do it. They haven't done it. And now what they've done is they've basically put the whole thing off for another year. And who's going to suffer? It will be actually ordinary families again who will struggle in terms of housing. And the real beneficiaries out of this year are the speculators with the huge land tracts, particularly in Dublin and Cork, who'll just be looking at the money rolling in.
But has there been some kind of progress seen now that the Fine Gael motion's been passed that farmers will be exempt?
Look, farmers should never have been included in this year. And we argued that that's the case way back. When this legislation was introduced in 2021, I raised that exact issue with Pascal Donoghue. Last year in the finance bill, this was put back another year last year, by the way. And last year in the finance bill, I made the point to Michael McGrath, who was finance minister then, that active farmers should be exempt, that we should deal with it right here, right now, because they are the minority. People who've got a farmland on the edges of towns and villages should never be captured in this year. They should never have been part of it. It's badly designed. It was flawed from the start. The people that this is aimed at capturing are the big, big speculators who have got huge amounts of land and are sitting there looking at the value of their land going up. The value of their land goes up the more that the housing crisis deepens. And it is ordinary people, students, people looking for social houses, people looking for a first-time buyers, or young people who don't have any hope, who are actually losing out as a result of this year. So, like, I have no praise for Fine Gael for doing what we told them to do 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and again last year, which is to exempt farmlands. But what I do really criticise them for is that they haven't just done that, because that could be done nearly overnight. What they've now decided is that the whole thing's going to be put back for another year, and that's not acceptable.